All right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad you're here tonight. We got a special service. We've not done this before, but we're going to give it a go. We got a bunch of singing tonight and scripture reading and all of that, and also focused in on the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what gives our, just getting our head wrapped around that for Sunday. And we're going to have some special prayer time at the end of service, at the end of the singing and the scripture reading, and to pray for those that maybe you're inviting to church on Sunday. And I'm glad you're here tonight, and my desire is that it would just, through the scriptures and through the singing, just minister to our hearts. And certainly a great place to fellowship is in the Word of God, and maybe you've had people over to your house and sang a little bit. We had my nieces over, was it yesterday, and the girls were sitting around the table just singing, and they're picking up harmonies, Brother Sutliff, or they're just singing off, but it's blending. I don't know what but I think they're picking up harmonies, and it just sounds great, and man, what a great time of just fellowship around those things. So let's pray, and then we'll stand and sing here tonight. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are. And God, thank you for paying for our sin. Thank you for dying on the cross. And God, thank you for having us in mind that day. Lord, I pray that we get a hold of that in our hearts and minds. And God, that we would be thankful. And Lord, at the same time, be compelled to tell others. Lord, we love you. We need you. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and sing. Brother McDowell's going to be leading songs tonight for us, with us. And number 55, At the Cross.
Number 55, At the Cross.
Good evening, this evening. Maybe have a seat.
It's going to feel like old times, maybe up and down a lot tonight. Hope your knees can handle it. For our readers, when I don't necessarily need to call you to come up, but if you could read from this spot up here, that would be great. Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew 26, starting in verse 36, we'll read the next 10 verses. Matthew 26, starting in verse 36. Tried to organize these passages from different parts of the Gospels, kind of going in chronological order. Matthew 26, 36, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, then thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me." At this time, I'd like to call Nathan up. Nathan Faulkner is going to be reading out of John chapter number 18.
John 18, verses 3 through 11. John 18, verses 3 through 11. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?
Let's go ahead and stand one more time. We're going to hymn number 185, Rock of Ages, 185.
Sin, Okay, turn to Mark chapter 14, verse 53. Mark 14, 53. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into the palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for witness against Jesus to put him to death, and found none. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and within three days I will build another made without hands.' But neither so did their witness agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, 'Answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee?' But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again the high priest asked him and said unto him, 'Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?' And Jesus said, 'I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven.' Then the high priest rent his clothes and saith, 'What need we any further witnesses? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye?' And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to buffet him and to say unto him, 'Prophesy.' And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him and said, 'And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth.' But he denied, saying, 'I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest.' And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again and began to say to them that stood by, 'This is one of them.' And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, 'Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto.' But he began to curse and to swear, saying, 'I know not this man of whom ye speak.' And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, 'Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice.' And when he thought thereon, he wept."
Matthew chapter 27, Matthew 27, 11 through 26. And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate unto him, "Hearest thou not how many things they witness against thee?" And he answered him to never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner, whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Who will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with him," saying, have thou nothing to do with him, with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?" They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? "What evil hath he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified.
Let's stand again. We're going to hymn number 60. Hymn number 60, "The Way of the Cross Leads Home." Hymn number 60.
Mark chapter 15, starting at verse 16 through 41. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him unto the place Golgotha, which is, being interpreted, the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink, and they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, "And he was numbered with the transgressors."
And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests mocking said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Let Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land unto the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by when they heard it said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion, which stood over against him, saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem.
John chapter number 19. Starting in verse 38, reading through 42. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him leave. And he came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. And Then took they the body of Jesus and wound it in linen clothes with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. And there laid they Jesus, therefore, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Let's stand and sing number 65. Near the cross.
Hymn number 65, Near the Cross.
be seated.
I'm going to read in Luke chapter number 24, verses 1 through 12. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Amen. And they entered in, and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen clothes laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass.
Our final passage tonight, Luke chapter number 24. In verse 36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye see me have. When he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Amen. Man, it's so hard not to comment on these things and to see all of those things and just read the passage. But you know, in verse 41 it says, And while they yet believed not for joy, but by verse 52, with great joy. Right? Christ reveals himself, and you know, this is it. You read the whole passages and you read all of this together, and we'll sing one more song and then we'll have some prayer time. But, you know, to be betrayed by a friend, to be denied by one of your closest, and then to be falsely accused, as the scriptures we read tonight, the witnesses contradicted themselves, and Pilate believed him to be an innocent man, and they nailed him to the cross there. And he died, and even the centurion said of a truth, this man was the Son of God. And then to see him buried, and you can imagine the emotion, the anguish about all of that, but the victory. The victory of coming that next that Sunday morning, that first day of the week, and coming there, it said very, very early. And as they met at that tomb, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" Praise the Lord. And there, Jesus Christ reveals Himself. And then I love this. I added this passage here because He then says, "Okay, now go and tell." And there's a transfer of a thought. There's a, hey, this is what I did. I paid for the sins of all mankind. Now take that message to the entire world. Starting right here, he says, beginning at Jerusalem. And he says, ye are witnesses of these things. And what a blessing it is to know that for the last 2,000 years, we've been carrying the message of the Lord Jesus Christ to the four corners of this world, telling anybody and everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, now if you're here tonight and you're not saved, know that that's what the cross is all about. It's about our sin being paid for. And that victory over death and sin gives us the victory. Hey, we're sinners in need of a Savior. Say, there's nothing wrong with admitting that. That's what we need. And the sooner we can admit, God, I need you. You are the only way. Oh, that's so much better. Let's stand and sing Christ the Lord is Risen, number 147.
147, Christ is Risen today.
Maybe seated. Man, what a great song that is. Yep. You see that third verse? Death in vain forbids him rise. Yep. No, you're not allowed out. Everybody that's come here has stayed here, except for one.
Yep.
Right? Man, right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that. I like that. I like that. That song. Hey, we serve a living Savior.
Yep.
I could take you to the tomb of Muhammad and all of those. But the tomb of the Lord Jesus Christ is empty. And he has... He had the victory. Praise the Lord. I want to write down some names of maybe friends, family, neighbors that you've invited to church that we could pray for this Resurrection Sunday. Even if it's, hey, there's a girl at, you know, Crosby's that served me pizza. Her name is Elaine. We can pray that. And not that you're all getting pizza at Crosby's, but it's not bad. I'm just letting you know. I want you to put Jamie Homan on your prayer list. Jamie, Brother Homan is a missionary to the Romans. He is in medical bad shape. I got a message that he's in the ICU. They're trying to figure things out. I promised that we would be praying for him. And I'll tell you, hold on, I'll tell you what it said. It's a lot easier to find a minute ago. Hold on. Pastor Jamie Homan is out of an induced coma. He is awake and seems to see, hear, and understand. He tried to communicate, but he is intubated, so he can't speak. He is still in grave condition and in the ICU. They're still trying to find out what happened and why his kidney shut down and he got brain injury. They think he's having some kind of autoimmune attack, but they're running more tests to figure out where. Please continue to pray for him. Pray for his wife and 3 children. All right? Jamie Homan. All right? That is Brother Homan, missionary in Rome. And we'll pray for him. Keep Mrs. Hannon and your prayers. Her dad went home to heaven. Man, and he's getting to see all the glorious stuff, and pray for them. Services next Tuesday, and you posted something on your Facebook page. But if you'd like any details, you can see me. I can let you know what that is if you need those details. All right, some names tonight of just some maybe friends, family, neighbors that we can be praying for Sunday. There's a couple times a year that even non-church-going people go to church, and that's Easter Sunday and Christmas Sunday. You understand when I say Easter Sunday. I understand as Christians, we believe it's Resurrection Sunday, but you understand what I'm saying, all right? So I hope, please don't send me an email or a letter, a text message. I know the background of Eshtar, and I get it all right? All right, so please, you understand what I'm saying, all right? Any names tonight? Any Mr. Bauman? Keep Pat Bauman in your prayers. All right. If you could put my dad and my stepmom, so my dad's name is Mike Russo and his wife is Christine, and pray for my sister, Rhonda. She's in a bad way. Oh, wait. Hey, Rhonda. My younger sister, Alex, and we're going to see them Saturday, and I'm going to invite, again, them and Alex and her boyfriend to church Sunday. So if you could pray for Mike and Christine, and then my sister Alex and her boyfriend Chris. I'm writing Mike. I can't call my dad Mike. I'm writing Dad. Dad and Christine, Alex and Mike. Alex and Chris. Sorry. All right. Okay. Somebody else. Anybody else? Brother Van.
Yeah. Name is Carol.
Carol. Okay. Can I just tell you where we're going with it? Just so you know. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. Sunday morning, the message is going to be this. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The path of the cross is very personal. And we talked about the path of the Pharisees, we talked the path of Judas, the path of Pilate, but everybody needs a path to the cross. And that's what we're going to be talking about on Sunday, your path to Calvary. So that'll be the message, it'll be pointed, but as compassionately and graciously as I can, with grace and truth, all right? So that'll be the message. Again, a personal application of the way to the cross, all right? Somebody else? I saw some other hands. Amaris. Leslie. All right. Somebody else? You know, everybody's got a lot of problems. The biggest problem is sin. And if we could, in the grand scheme of things, if someone's eternity is settled, then all the other problems really are insignificant. I mean, they feel big when you're in them. But if someone gets saved, that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Mrs. Rice? Okay. Aunt Bernie. Yeah. 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 Okay. Aunt Bernie, Carol, and Cheryl. All right. Pastor Seatman. Jan. And that's spelled J-A-N?
Yeah, looks like J.
Okay. Frank Rogers. All right. Okay, pray for Jan and Frank Rogers. All right. Somebody else? Karen. Vivian and Peter. Okay, Vivian and Peter. All right. Somebody else? All right. Brother Rodell. Reuben. Yeah.
And then the first and second Sunday, second grade Sunday school.
Yep.
Teaches about the resurrection.
Yeah.
And, I need that crown.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways. Probably not the right idea to bring that in.
Yeah. We only have one.
Maybe I can get another.
Okay. Sounds good. We'll see. We'll see what we can find.
What?
It does look different. I knew something. Yeah. Okay.
Resurrection.
Yeah.
Sunday with the kids, it's a great time to
yeah.
Gospel
yeah.
So there's got a fair amount of kids.
All right. First and second.
Yeah.
First and second grade Sunday school. All right. Yeah. Praying for that. Did the death this last week. This week is the resurrection. It's tough to leave them at the spot where they die. I mean, that's great. They'll come back next week and we'll see what happens. Kind of a cliffhanger. Got it. All right. A bit. All right. Somebody else? Any other names? All right. Charity, I'm sorry. Pray for Josh and Gina. They've come a number of times and we sure would love to see them back. I know his work schedule is kind of goofy with he works overnights in the RPD. All right. Anybody else? Mrs. Buck? Yes. Okay. 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 All right. Pray for Judy. Having trouble with her liver and salvation. All right. Anybody else for anything else? Maya. Miss Rachel. It's great that the kids invite their bus drivers. We've had a lot of bus drivers come to church and special things with faithful invites from the riders. So that is wonderful that you're doing that. And thankful for the good testimony our kids have on the school buses and that kind of thing. Elizabeth.
The Weirs.
Vermeer. Oh, yeah. Verweer. Wonderful. Spell their last name. Verweers. That's it. All right. Pray for the Verweers. All right. Anybody else? Mr. Alleman. Debbie and Jim. All right. Anybody else? Miss Colby? She's not feeling very well at all. Did Sarah talk to you? She went and saw her this afternoon. Yeah. Pray for Joyce. You know Joyce, she's coming for a while. Her health has taken a quick, stiff turn down. And just pray for her. And with that, okay. All right, anybody else? Ms. Huber, is that your hand up? No, all right, can't tell. All right, let's take a few moments and we'll pray for these. All right, hold on. Opal. Steve and Mary. What did you say, Steve and Mary? Mary Ellis. All right, Steve and Mary Ellis. All right, I did my best with that, all right. Alice? Like Alice in Wonderland. All right, that helps me. Kinda. One L, change the S to a C, and add an E. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Rice? Zach Fowler. Now, one of the best things we can do is put feet to these prayers, right? Not only between now and Sunday be praying for these names, but if these are the people, I don't know, I would say 90% of these people. But you have daily contact with them. And if the Lord gives you opportunity, you know, and to be able to invite somebody and follow up, hey, do you need a ride, whatever, remember the story in the scriptures where they couldn't get their friend to Jesus because there were so many people and they tore apart the roof? Now, I'm not saying that you need to tear apart the roof to get your friends here, but that ought to be our mentality, right? Like with an urgency, with a, just going after it. So that's how we ought to approach that, right? Again, sensitively, like don't be outside their front yard, you know, don't creep people out is what I'm saying, all right? But at the same time, show these are serious things, and I hope you got a blessing from the scriptures readings tonight and the singing, and let's take a few moments and we'll pray for these things and then we'll figure out how to end service tonight. And turn to 1 Corinthians 15, and we'll finish with this thought. I don't know how and what order to describe this, but growing up, it was around 8, and things were quickly unraveling in our life. My parents had been divorced. My mom was just having a tough time. And years later, she told us these stories, but she didn't tell us when they happened. But she would leave us in the apartment that we lived in, and there was a church that was open 24 hours, and she would go in the middle of the night and go there and just try and get a hold of God. And it wouldn't be for some, not too long thereafter, that we got our house and our neighbor invited us to church. I said, why are you saying that? Because one day our family walked through the doors of a Bible-believing church. And on Sunday there may be some that come for the very first time. Our responsibility as best as we can is to be friendly and kind and loving and introduce them to the Lord. My mom was not looking for a social engagement. She was looking for help from Christ. And I'm thankful she found it. Our lives took a dramatic turn. It did not get easy, but it was pointing in the right direction. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, I just want to remind you of that. When you see people maybe come in Sunday and be like, hey, that person, I mean, we pretty much know most everybody here. And be friendly. Be not that you're not. I'm just, you know what I'm saying. Again, no letters. Thank you. All right. Say, do I get a lot of letters? No, because you're great. I so appreciate it. 1 Corinthians 15. If you want to know what the resurrection is about, read all 58 verses. We're just going to read the first, this whole passage is about the resurrection. The whole chapter. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and herein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then of the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles. This is Paul speaking. And I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. And this is all our story. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And as I was reviewing that, I just for a second went down memory lane. Don't deserve any of this. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Why are we taking this time to pray and to focus in on these things? That some might believe. Again, there was a time when my mom brought two little kids into a church house, not knowing that the gospel would be shared that day and forever change the course of our family. Who knows what's going to walk in on Sunday? But I can tell you this, the gospel will be preached. And we pray that they would believe. No problem looking for the truth. The Lord is truth. May we introduce people to the Lord. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed tonight. Glad you're here tonight. Thankful for the Word of God that tells us everything we know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Thankful for those songs of Zion that we could sing together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Thank you that, as the apostle could say, I am what I am by your grace. Lord, thank you for that. Lord, I pray that we would be faithful in preaching, that some might believe. Lord, I pray for these names again. Lord, maybe between now and Sunday you'd put some more names on it. Lord, help us to be soul conscious and aware of those that are around us. Lord, we need you, we love you, we are thankful for your mercy and grace. Watch over us now, protect us as we travel home. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, church. Have a good night.